your engines.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody and welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you. And if you didn't get the news in the last couple of weeks, we are doing the show now strictly by audio. So if you're looking for the video of these episodes, I'm no longer doing video episodes of Jim Paris Live. These are coming strictly as audio. And if you're looking for a consistent place to download it, there's a lot of different places you can go. It doesn't really matter. Of course, we're on all the major platforms, including iTunes, Google Play Store, SoundCloud, pretty much all of them. Several dozen platforms are now carrying us. When the new episodes drop, typically now are going to be on Monday afternoons or Monday evenings. Sometimes the episode is recorded on Sundays. Sometimes it's recorded on Monday, just depending on what is happening in the news. Okay, so let's get into it this week. The Supreme Court has ruled that individual states cannot take Trump off the ballot. And this was a unanimous ruling that came out on Monday morning. Fantastic news for the former president. Now he doesn't have to engage in these legal battles state by state. You know, states like Illinois tried this, Colorado tried this, and it's just great news to have this issue resolved. And it was a unanimous Supreme Court ruling. All right, so I've got a little bit of tough news to tell you about on a couple of levels. And one of those is in my personal life. So I've got a lot of messages from those of you who follow me on Facebook asking me, Jim, we know you were married for 36 years. We saw all the wonderful pictures of you and your new wife and that you got married in November. And all of a sudden, we're not seeing any pictures of you and your new wife. So what's going on with that? Well, I could just lie, I guess, and not say anything because that would be the easy way out. But I've never been that person. I've always been the person where I share mostly everything that's going on in my life. I mean, maybe there are some small things I don't share, but I feel like if I'm going to be out there and share with you my life, I've got to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I got to get into a couple of things today. So after a very, very short marriage, my new wife decided that she did not want to continue the marriage and is taking care of the legal side of that. And it's it was such a short marriage that I guess in Tennessee, it's not even going to be considered a marriage. It's going to be considered an annulment. And my heart is broken, and I really wanted this marriage to work out, and it was so short. We were, you know, between me traveling back to Florida and all that, I think we were only together, you know, maybe less than 30 days altogether when you factor in, you know, the traveling. And we had some plans. We were buying a house here in Florida, and she was going to move to Florida, and all of that is, those were great plans, but it's not in my control. And this is one of the tough things that I've learned about marriage. And I was married for 36 years is that it takes two people to keep that commitment to a marriage. And unfortunately, she has decided that we moved too quickly, even though, you know, I had been divorced. I had been separated from my ex-wife for 2.5 years when I married Lisa. And Lisa and I were together for 6 months, but had known each other for over 50 years. But in any case, I wish her the best. I think she's a fantastic person, and I'm so sorry that this happened. What happens to me now as far as me and my personal life and dating and all that. I just don't know. I mean, for right now, I think it's better for me just to stay single. And then the second thing to get into here today is that I am struggling with a lot of medical issues, and I don't want to get into a lot of details on the medical issues other than to just ask for your prayers. And on occasion, if I miss an episode, it may very well be because of the medical issues that I'm struggling with. But I'm hoping to be able to figure out what's going on and get the help that I need. And so I appreciate your prayers on that. Okay. All right. So we talked about it the last couple of episodes, this crazy Elvis theory. You know, this idea that Elvis didn't really die, but he sort of disappeared and reinvented himself as a pastor in a small town in Arkansas, going by the name now of Bob Joyce. I think the theory is crazy, but at the same time, these videos of Pastor Bob Joyce, it looks like Elvis. And when he sings and talks, it, I don't know. And there are these supposed sightings of Bob Joyce at Graceland, in particular at the funeral of Lisa Marie Presley. I don't know if any of that's true. However, I do have a new theory, and I promised people I would address it on this episode of the show. So here's my theory. Bob Joyce is too young to be Elvis. He is. He's not. Elvis would be, I guess, 88 years old. Bob Joyce is in his 60s. So my theory is, could this guy actually be maybe a long-lost son of Elvis Presley? I mean, I've seen this before. It happened to me not too long ago. I ran into a guy I hadn't seen since he was a young teenager, maybe 11 or 12 years old. And when I saw him as an adult, now in his 50s, he looked like his dad. I mean, so much that I felt like I was seeing a ghost. It's like, wow, you look like your dad. And I mean, maybe that's what this is. Maybe somehow Bob Joyce is sort of anonymously a son of Elvis Presley. I don't know, but that's kind of my working theory. If there is something to this, that it's something like that and not that it is Elvis, because the ages just don't match up. All right, so I mentioned this on last week's show. I'm going to mention it again. If you're somebody that has a great first mortgage, you know, you're paying 3% or 4%. Some people tell me they're even paying less than 3% on their first mortgage. You got those great mortgages, you know, 3-4 years ago, and you don't want to get rid of that, but you want to pay off some higher interest rate debt. We've got a program, and we've got a special domain set up for you now where you can just type this in, quickturnheloc.com. So that's quick turn and then H-E-L-O-C, HELOC, H-E-L-O-C, quickturnheloc.com. And this is a way to get a mortgage on your home using your equity to pay off, you know, whether it be medical bills, credit cards, maybe you want to make a home improvement, maybe you want to pay off an auto loan, a student loan, use the money to buy a car, to help out a kid going to college, whatever the reason, keep your great first mortgage. But then check this out. It takes only 5 minutes to apply. You'll get your answer, and you can get your money in as quickly as 5 days. This works for primary residences, second homes, and it also works for investment properties, which is pretty unique because you won't find a lot of home equity lines of credit that work for investment properties. What's more is that this is a fixed rate loan, which also makes it pretty unique as far as home equity loans go, that it is fixed rate. Now, I talk about this as a second mortgage, meaning you can keep your first rate mortgage. But what if you don't have a mortgage at all? Yes, this can be your first mortgage if you want to go that route, and you'll get an even better rate because it's not in second position, but in first position. So check that out. Go to quickturnheloc, that's H-E-L-O-C, quickturnheloc.com. If you have any trouble getting to that website or you have questions, you can always email me, jamesLParis@gmail.com. Well, Haley wins the District of Columbia. And people have been having a lot of fun with this. Of course, Trump has won all of the primaries, but Nikki Haley has got her first win, and it's in the District of Columbia. So everybody's posting today, congratulations, you won the swamp, Haley. So Nikki Haley has her first win, and it would be, I guess, poetic that it is in the District of Columbia. All right, so there's a lot of buzz right now about cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin is approaching new highs. As we go to air today, Bitcoin is only about $6,000 away from reaching an all-time high, which I believe is 69,000. Somebody told me the other day, nope, it hit 70,000 on one of the exchanges. Well, we're right there. We're approaching the all-time high, whether it be 69 or 70,000 for Bitcoin. A lot of people are excited about that. There's a lot of buzz going on right now about cryptocurrency, including about Ripple XRP. A lot of people are excited about Ripple. There was a comment from the Ripple CEO and founder, real strong comment saying, look, the explosion's about to happen. He's suggesting that several countries are looking at making Ripple a reserve currency. And so they're looking at, you know, the price of Ripple just exploding. And I get it. The Ripple people are frustrated because these stories of Ripple taking off and exploding have been going on now for at least a couple of years. And Ripple is still just, you know, kind of hanging out there. You know, it's been 40, 50 cents, you know, somewhere in that range and just not doing a lot. But it's one of those where it's like, hey, if you've got an extra $100, put $100 in Ripple. I mean, if you've got $100 to lose, who knows what in the world might happen. Ripple very well could be the next Bitcoin. And I talk a lot about Ripple in my book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start, and that book came out in 2018. So I was a really, really early predictor, early adopter of Ripple XRP. Okay, so USDA mortgages. I did a little video on this morning and posted it on my social media. A lot of people do not know about these mortgages. And just like a VA mortgage, USDA mortgages are 100% mortgages where you have no down payment. Now, you don't have to be a veteran. A USDA mortgage only requires that the home appear on the USDA map, which means it has to be in a little bit of a rural area. Now, when I say a little bit of a rural area, some people think, well, it's got to be out in the middle of nowhere. And that's absolutely not the case. For example, right here in this area, if we go over to Orlando, just outside of the Orlando area, there's a small town called Mount Dora. And much of Mount Dora is approved for USDA loans, 100% loans. So they just have to be, you know, not in the city, but a little bit outside of the city. So, for example, where I'm at in Palm Coast, Florida, you go about 35 minutes west, you get to a small town called Palatka, and much of Palatka is set for USDA mortgages. So these are 100% mortgages with no money down. And if you want to find out more about these and how they work, you can send me an email. I'd be happy to reply to you, jamesalperis@gmail.com. I can send you some information, or you can just go on Google and type in USDA map, and you'll find the USDA map where you can put in, you know, some different cities, some different addresses in your area to see exactly where USDA mortgages would be approved for somebody in your location. All right, I saw this story today, and we're hearing more and more about this, squatters. So a group of squatters have taken over a man's home in Georgia, and he was away taking care of his sick wife who was in the hospital. He comes back, finds these people living in his home. Of course, the first thing he does is calls the police. The police show up, and because these squatters have a fake lease, they've written up a fraudulent lease, the police said, look, we can't do anything about this. This is a civil matter. And, you know, something's got to be done to resolve this. I'm seeing more and more stories about this where people are just taking over homes. Then they generate one of these fake fraudulent leases. And then when the police come, the police say, well, we can't get involved. That just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, someone could steal a car and then just say, well, I'm the person that owns it and have a fake title or whatever. And the police aren't going to allow that. So why is this the case with real estate? I mean, you would think of all things in our culture that we could protect people's ownership of real estate. And there's so many scams going on. There's one I just read about where people are going online and actually recording mortgages without the owner's permission, recording mortgages against people's property, borrowing money against individuals' property, and basically stealing their equity by doing that. Man, we're living in a day and age where you would think that this would not be happening, but this whole squatter thing is happening all around the country. And I guess with the economy the way that it is, it's like, well, if you can't afford your own place, just move into somebody else's place. And while this pen's in court, it might be a few weeks or months, they got a free place to live. Okay, so Rod Stewart came out today absolutely bashing Donald Trump as a monster. And what's interesting about this story, if you look a little bit into this, Rod Stewart performed for years at many of Trump's properties. He also became a close personal friend of Trump, many years spending Christmas with Trump and his family. And this just goes to show you that how political things are, that once Trump enters the political arena, you know, runs for president, now all of a sudden these people that were, you know, making all this money from him, that were benefiting from him financially, all of a sudden want to distance themselves. So that's the latest from Rod Stewart. Okay, Britt Reid, this is a big story in Kansas City, maybe not nationwide. I think it should be nationwide, but Britt Reid is the son of Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid. Now, Britt Reid also worked for the Kansas City Chiefs up until 2022. In 2022, he was arrested for drunk driving in an accident going 80 miles per hour. And in that accident, he injured a number of individuals, one of which was a young girl, age 5, who ended up being in a coma for 11 days and then had to learn to talk and walk all over again. This was just almost died. Now, what we learned is that Friday night, the governor of Missouri, Mike Parson, issued a commutation for Britt Reid. And people are absolutely furious about this, including me, that a guy who is convicted of drunk driving, instead of him having to go to prison, his punishment will end after his he's under some kind of house arrest and was supposed to head off to prison for a 3-year prison sentence, which, you know, probably he would have only served half that. That's typically how that works. But he's not going to have any prison time. The family of the young girl are absolutely infuriated, which they should be. And you just have to ask yourself, you know, do we or do we not have a two-tiered justice system? When somebody like this, who is involved in professional sports, an NFL guy, an NFL assistant coach, Britt Reid, is able to get his prison sentence basically wiped out by the governor through a special commutation. It came late in the day on Friday, which, of course, that's the time when they release these kind of news announcements so that not as many people will notice it. But it's gotten outrage nationwide, and I think deservedly so. And we'll close it out this week with this question that I threw out there. I'm curious, email me, jamesalperis@gmail.com. What is your strategy to get a good deal on a pizza? And I was talking about this the other day because, you know, recently when I've gone out for pizza, it's cost me an arm and a leg. I mean, just like I got a medium pizza. This was about maybe 3 weeks ago. I got a medium pizza from a local place. It was like $22. And then, of course, you know, they had a tip jar out. So I put a little bit in the tip jar. It ended up costing me almost $25 for a medium pizza. And everybody's saying this, the secret is, if you're not going to make your own, which I guess that's getting to be popular with the price of pizza going up the way it is, people are making their own pizzas, whether it be you go buy the dough and you make your own pizza, or you buy a frozen pizza, and you add a bunch of toppings to it, a bunch of cheese, and you kind of doctor it up yourself. The key to it is you go to the pizza chain's website and you look for the coupons, you look for the deal days and all of that. And in every case, everybody that posted on my Facebook said, you got to go pick it up. Because where pizza gets really crazy expensive is when you have it delivered, all the delivery charges and the tips and all that. But apparently there's still, you know, a good deal where you can get a pizza for 10 bucks or less, but you got to be careful what day you do it. And it's got to be one of those pickup deals, not a delivery. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. If you've got some thoughts on this episode, send me an email, jamesalperis@gmail.com. If you've got a topic you want me to address, let me know as well. Thanks so much for joining us. God bless. Talk to you next time. So long, everybody.